When it comes to Irish films and when it comes to leprechauns, yes, there's that leprechaun horror movie that they did over and over and over. Jennifer Aniston is the first one. This is before, you know, Friends. Friends, I hate that show. And then they kept doing the leprechaun movies. There's even one, I think it's a straight to video one where the leprechaun ends up selling weed or something like that. And, you know, it's disturbing. And then he gets this dude to play the flute. But when it comes to St. Patty's Day, the movie of all movies about leprechauns is Darby O'Gill and the fucking little people. It was Disney. Well, it was kind of Disney-ish. So much so that they had to dub the Robert Shaw. They had to dub his voice because people couldn't take a thick Irish voice. So there's two versions. There's the original version, which I love, and then there's the dubbed version, which sucks. And then Sean Connery's trying to sing, and he's going after this redheaded chick, and she was in Swiss Family Robinson, by the way. So that tells you how many times I've fucking seen Darby O'Gill and the little people. And then the leprechauns. The leprechauns are the shit, okay? They make mischief and gold, and Darby thinks he's got it, you know, and then, you know, that magical moment. And what is your fourth wish? I mean, fourth wish. Oh, Darby O'Gill, three wishes, big and small, but when you wish a fourth wish, you lose them all. I would think that was King Brian, the king of the leprechauns. And, you know, it's the shit. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And my friend James from college, who's fabulous, reminded me of the brilliance of Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I think I got him into it. Remember? We were in college, and I think I lent it to a friend of ours. And then James is like, I just have to watch it now, because he's Irish too. So, but today, everyone is Irish. I'm even wearing green, but it's a different kind of green, because you know who's on my green shirt? Bruce Lee. So, hey, Bruce Lee wasn't Irish, but still, it's green. So you can't fucking pinch me. So stay tuned for the show. I'm not going to play any clips. I'm not going to go into the synopsis of Darby O'Gill and the Little People, but I'm going to talk from memory because my memory is pretty good, despite what some of you think. And I've seen that movie, I could probably say about 30 times, maybe more. I remember watching it with my grandfather. My grandfather either thought he was Scottish or Irish. I don't remember. It was the 90s. But I remember watching Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I thought it was amazing. You've got a banshee in it. You've got the death coach. You know, Darby O'Gill, get in. You know, and Sean Connery trying to carry a tune. And the redheaded chick that, you know, he wants her. She wants him. And then you've got this other guy, Patty Masu, or I don't know. He's like the bully of the town, and he wants the redhead, and she doesn't. And the mother is a witch and all that. And so she's trying to talk shit about Darby O'Gill to Darby O'Gill's boss. I forget his name. He's not one of the important ones, you know? You watch this movie, and it opens with him telling a story at the pub, because that's what he's known for. And he's at the ruins of Lochnashiga. That's what they call it. And he's talking to King Brian, and King Brian, he's caught him. And he's like, you know, I'm not going to let you go until you grant me the three wishes. You know, the pot of gold and this and that. And then he tricks him, and he's like, what about your fourth wish? Because, you know, Darby O'Gill is in gold fever right now. He's got his hands through that fucking gold, and he's like, oh, my God, I'm rich. I'm rich. And then he wishes the fourth wish, and what happens? That shit fucking disappears. James, I know you're fucking listening right now. What did I tell him to do? I told him to light a joint and fucking watch the movie, because those leprechauns look better when you're high. That's just my opinion. So, and I'm sticking to it. But Darby O'Gill and the Little People, I think it came out in 1956, 57. It was Disney. It was not Disney Plus. That didn't exist yet. Baby Yoda didn't even exist. Luke and Leia didn't even exist, okay? But Darby O'Gill and the Little People, it's an old tale. It's based off of a book from the early days, very early days. And here we are, it's St. Patrick's Day. And I don't celebrate it because, you know, I'm a little darker than that. I do love Irish beer. I love Guinness. In college, I remember me and a bunch of friends, we were going to the park, and I was like, hey, let's all pick a drink we wouldn't usually drink. One guy picked this one stuff, another picked the other. I picked the Irish beer, the Guinness. And from there on, I was hooked on Guinness. Whenever I'd go visit my cousin in SoCal, I would order a Guinness and some clam chowder, and that's just how I fucking rolled. You know what I mean? So, Darby Ogill and the Little People. It's you know, St. Paddy's Day. I might just put this out tomorrow, or it might coincide, because tomorrow is the show, you know, when I first started the show, and I think I did like a 3-minute show. It was a quickie, of course, and I don't particularly like quickies, because, you know, it's like, you've built up all of this energy, and you're gonna have a fucking quickie? Fuck no. You gotta put the fucking work in. Work! Okay, yes. So, Darby Ogill and the Little People puts the fucking work in. It is not, well, there's some special effects, but it's Disney. It's the 1950s, you know? You've got a banshee, you've got a death coach. I always thought that was the cool shit. Because I have a filmmaking book that I got in college, and it shows the death coach from Darby Ogill and the Little People, and it's like, fuck! So, yeah, I mean, yes, today everyone is Irish. Don't kiss me, I'm not Irish. Maybe I am somewhere in my DNA, I don't know where. But I do love the movie Darby Ogill and the Little People. There's a lot of great Irish films, and they're serious and heavy. My Left Foot, In the Name of the Father, Belfast. That was a cute movie, but it's about the Troubles in Ireland in the 1960s. And Darby Ogill and the Little People is a feel-good movie about leprechauns running amok, and this old guy just wants that pot of fucking gold, because we all want that pot of fucking gold. And there's no rainbow in this, okay? There's no end of the rainbow. Judy Garland is not sitting on a fucking haystack singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and Toto's looking on because Toto's fucking hungry. No, this is Darby Ogill and the Little People. These leprechauns are fucking hilarious, okay? They would fucking sell your own mother down the river, and they would. Just to make sure that Darby Ogill does not get that fucking pot of gold. They don't want him to get that fucking pot of gold, okay? You know, they as I'm speaking, I'm thinking of my friend who was talking shit on J-Lo, and we both were. And that's where I'm you know, I don't want to stop talking, because in the past people have said to me when there's like dead air on the show, they think the show is over, and the fucking show is not over. Fuck you. It's a good show. So since 2018, I've been doing this show. You know, it's like Barbara Walters. I wanted to start a show about women with different personalities. It's called The View. Don't worry, I'm sober. I'm not, you know, hey, it's St. Paddy's Day. The night is still young. But anyway, what will I say about Darby Ogill and the fucking Little People? This is going to be a two-parter, okay? This movie is fucking hilarious. Okay, Jason Almey, are you listening? Yes, because he did a show on Poor Things. It wasn't Shit Happens You Party Naked. I think it was your movie show that you did. Well, I'll bring that up in the next segment. But Darby Ogill and the fucking Little People. And I mean, and it still pisses me. I'm not even Irish and I'm offended that they fucking dubbed his voice. Oh, because American audiences couldn't get a thick Irish brogue. Are you fucking kidding me? Half of fucking Boston and fucking New York is fucking Irish. They can't understand a thick Irish brogue. Rogue or whatever. You fucking kidding me? But you can understand Colin Farrell, because they all think he's hot, you know? Oh, The Banshees of Inisherin. And that's another great Irish film. Watch that, because that movie is the fucking shit. Okay? Now, Darby Ogill and the fucking Little People. It is the fucking shit. I love that fucking movie. Even Sean Connery trying to sing. You know, they didn't dub his voice. That really is him singing. That is 007 singing to a really pretty girl. Because, you know, that's what you do when you want a pretty girl or a pretty boy. You sing to them. Yeah, that's what you fucking do. Yes. You fucking sing to them, and then they get all hot and bothered, and boom. You know, or it's karaoke. Hey, if I was out doing karaoke tonight, I would be singing, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. And when I take you in my mouth and blow you at the glory hole side, from glen to glen, because we're both 27 and fuck all that fucking shit. See, that's an impromptu right there. I've done it. You've done it. You've sucked it. You've smoked it. You've snorted it. It's good. It's St. Patty's Day. It's a different kind of St. Patty's Day. Now, on to Darby O'Gill and the Little People, okay? This is special effects. This is special effects 1956, okay? This is when, you know, the Death Coach, I think it was a model, and then they did, like, a juxtaposition, and they messed with the film and all this other fucking shit. And then, you know, the magic powers and everything, and having to make the guy who's playing King Brian look like a leprechaun so that Darby O'Gill is taller than him. You know, that's like Wolverine in the X-Men films. He's supposed to be shorter than everyone, so they're all standing on boxes and shit. Now that's a special fucking effect. To get Hugh Jackman to stand on a fucking box. Are you fucking kidding me? He's Hugh fucking Jackman. I would fuck him up the ass, okay? He would fuck me up the ass. Let's get real. We all know this. Hugh Jackman is gay. I love how people are like pretending, oh, the wife and him, why they really broke up. He's gay. He is gayer than a picnic basket, okay? He's fucking gay. He loves show tunes. I like them, but not as much as Hugh Jackman. So that's an indicator right there. Oklahoma, where the... that he was in that, by the way. Now, just think if they remade... I hope they don't ever... but if they remake Darby O'Gill and the Little People, then they could make it like a gay version, and Hugh Jackman could be in it with all the fucking leprechauns. I mean, I don't want him to fuck the leprechauns, because that would just ruin the whole fucking story. You know, even I have my limits. Even I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that. But if they remade it, Hugh Jackman could be like the Sean Connery character, and then, you know, Doja Cat could be the redhead that he chases after. Who could play Darby O'Gill? Who could play Darby O'Gill? Well, Brendan Gleeson. Brendan Gleeson, because I saw Banshees of Inisherin, and he would be perfect as Darby O'Gill. He would cut a couple of fingers off and say, fuck it, and try to play the fiddle. Okay, and the leprechauns would be throwing up. It would be fucking hilarious. Mind you, I am sober. Mind you, I have not had anything to drink. I have not smoked anything. This is all coming from the really, you know, the contents of my brain that is like, you know, pretty fucking cool and sick. You know, I mean, remember, I've seen The Exorcist and it still makes me laugh, especially when she's got the cross and let Jesus fuck you. I still think that is the funniest fucking thing right there. It's exciting to watch. It's like, oh, look what she's doing. Blasphemy. But, and I'm not even fucking Catholic. I'm of the left-hand path. I'm like, yeah, that's probably when I knew I was different. I wasn't really Catholic. I was just baptized Catholic. And then I rejected it because I liked that movie. I was like, oh, this is a cool movie. Oh yeah. So there were like 9 problems that happened on the movie. Big fucking deal. So we're going to pause. As Jason Almey said, I'm not going to put a pin in it yet, but I'm going to pause it because I got some shit to do. And then we will dive into Darby O'Gill and the fucking Little People. It's gay. It's amazing. Bend over and watch it. Stay tuned. Okay, I'm back. Now, Darby O'Gill and Little People came out in 1959, by the way. It was directed by Robert Stevenson, who did, you know, also Mary Poppins, I think. It had Jimmy O'Day as King Brian, Robert Sharp, or is it Albert Sharp? Let me see. Albert Sharp as Darby O'Gill, Janet Moreau as his daughter Katie, and Sean Connery as, man. Walter Fitzgerald is also in it. So yeah, it's a fucking classic. And right now my buddy James is watching it. I think I have it on my iTunes somewhere. So I'll probably watch it later, you know. Now, yes, I could be a little funny and just fucking watch the horror movie that is The Leprechaun. But those are just, you know. I have a friend who loves horror films. Watch The Leprechaun and then Darby O'Gill and Little People. And then throw The Exorcist in there for good measure. Oh my God, it's fucking St. Patty's Day, and am I Irish? Probably. I don't have any red hair, although from what I've been told, my great-great-grandmother had a reddish cast, but she was Italian. She was a Toscano, according to our father. You know, my mother's side of the family, like, there's the Iberian Peninsula shit. then there's Flemish, and then there's English, and then there's, of course, obviously, the Portuguese. And then on my father's side, there's the Spaniard, and then there's the Native American, because we are Native American. We're Comanche. And then there's the Italian, and then there's the French, and there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, I don't think the French is really in there. I was talking to a cousin of mine, and he had written down our lineage, and I thought, okay, my 46 and 2. You know, you're 23 and you're 23. Your chromosomes that you get from mom and your chromosomes that you get from dad. Or as a student once said to me, he's missing a chromosome, and I went, dude, then you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't even be able to talk if you're missing a chromosome. And he's like, really? Yeah, he was trying to be funny. He really wasn't funny. But, you know, Darby O'Gill and the Little People was funny. It's fucking funny. I mean, he's in the pub telling stories. And then at one point, he catches... This isn't a spoiler. He catches King Brian. And he takes King Brian to the pub, okay? So they give King Brian, you know, a pint. Or a shot. They give him some whiskey. Okay, they give him some whiskey. Well... Here's what happens. Oh, and they keep the glass, by the way. And when they look into the bag to see if it's King Brian, it's a rabbit. And so Darby is so fucking pissed. Wouldn't that be funny if Darby O'Gill cussed? He's like, oh, I'm so fucking pissed right now at you, King Brian. You know what you do? I catch you. And I just want to show you to my friends. And instead you appear to them as a rabbit. And that was his MO. He was like, oh yeah, they do see me as a cute rabbit. And that really ate at Darby O'Gill. Because now his friends think he's fucking joshing them. Because he's like, oh my God, it's not really King Brian that just drank that fucking pint of whiskey. It's a fucking rabbit. The fucking rabbit is drunk as shit. So, but you know, it's magic. It's magic. It's Disney. Okay. It's Disney magic. But anytime the leprechauns are involved, it's a different kind of magic. You know, it's a top of the morning to you. And then we could, you know, if we could cross-reference it, and we could, you know, probably, you know, mix in the leprechaun horror film, add some Disney, and the Death Coach has, like, you know, fire coming out of it, then it would be much more interesting. But I love Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I watch it. I think it's hilarious. It's cute. My buddy is watching it right now. What's up, James? His kids obviously love it. You know, he loves it. The kid in him loves it. And I love it. And it's just nostalgia. And, you know, you don't have to go out and drink and the green beer and shit. You know, I went to a bar last night and sang some karaoke. I didn't have any drinks, by the way. I did that on Friday. We had wine and cigars and tobacco. It was amazing. Did we watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People? No, we did not. Okay. I personally think it's kind of, well, I wouldn't say it's cliche to go out on St. Paddy's Day, because I don't necessarily celebrate it. Even if I was Irish, I'm of the left-hand path. We don't celebrate St. Paddy's Day. We just don't. I want to give a shout out to my teacher, my spiritual guide, and my magistrate, who is just amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe you should also watch Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there that people should fucking watch it, and it's a classic, and I love it. And what is that song? Oh, she is my dear, my darling one. Her eyes are so fond of fun. No other could take the place of her. Now, earlier I sang about glory holes, and so if that puts you off, you know, come on, it's funny. It's funny. Just chill the fuck out. It's funny, you know? And I am still sober, by the way. You know, I'm not much of a drinker. I'm a toker, and I'm a midnight toker. But anyway, you know, those leprechauns are smoking a pipe. They were fucking smoking a pipe. What does that fucking tell you? Okay. All right. The leprechauns knew how to do it. But then King Brian did have to have that pint of whiskey. All right. And then he threw the cup out of the bag that he was in. He was in a bag. All right. And then, you know, but then the rabbit probably drank it. You know, it's fucking funny. Oh, special effects. And that banshee is the shit. That banshee, when the banshee comes out, that means someone's gonna die, okay? That's like the Grim Reaper shit right there, you know? Don't fear the reaper, baby, take my hand. Oh. Yeah. So, Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I guess we'll say, you know, yeah, and celebrating, oh, jeez, 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Oh my God, 7 years? I've been doing this show for fucking 7 years? What? No. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, 7 years. Oh, geez, it's time to fucking end it. 7 fucking years? 7 fucking year itch. When I first started this fucking show, how old was I? 37, okay? I was a preschool teacher. That's why I started this fucking show. And then they'd always ask me if I talked shit on the show. No, not really. I did, actually, by the way. Ha, ha, ha. Fuck you. Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I really did. I'd come home and be like, oh, these fucking crazy people. You know, working with them was like, I wouldn't compare it to hell because I actually like hell. But anyway, Darby O'Gill and the Little People, 7 years. Oh, seven is a divine number. Oh, jeez. There goes my credo. Tomorrow is the anniversary. Maybe I'll have a guest on and maybe a glory hole, you know. Wouldn't that be funny if I could take the show, like, live to a bar? I've always wanted to. Or live to the glory hole. It's the Dr. Zeus podcast. I almost fucking did that, okay? I almost fucking did that. But anyway, good night. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Watch Darby O'Gill. It's probably on Disney Plus. Everything's on Disney Plus. Little Baby Yoda's on Darby O'Gill right now. So, okay. No. Well, I mean, it's on Disney Plus, Baby Yoda. But anyway, I'm so fucking tired. Goodbye.